Yong-in-san, Manga Sensei Podcast, yokoso. Hey everybody, welcome to the Manga Sensei Podcast. I'm your host, Manga Sensei, or John Sensei, either way. And every single day, I break down the world's best language. Also, here in the next couple of days, I'll have been doing this for a whole year now. That's right, I'll have almost 365 episodes here coming up in just, I think, like 2 weeks? It's crazy. It's so crazy, I'm yawning. I should stop doing these things so early in the morning. It's like the first thing I do when I wake up. Regardless, today we're going to be talking about a fun grammar point that is keshite. Like, keshite naranai. Keshite is a word that is usually put at the beginning of a sentence. It is a conjunction, or in Japanese, a setsuzoku shi. I believe that's what the term is for that. And what this is usually used for is to express an idea that something will never happen. Never will I do that. That will never happen. Don't ever do that again. That will never happen always has to be in a negative tense. So whenever you see keshite or use keshite, make sure the sentence overall is put in a negative form. It can be future or past tense. Nothing, no other part of that matters as long as that we put it in a negative form overall, okay? That's the first part that you need to remember with keshite. Also, the second part you need with keshite is that it's a long S sound. So often you'll hear this as like keshite naranai. So we'll use the verb naru to be or to happen. And then we'll say keshite naru becomes base one, nara, and we add nai at the end. So keshite naranai. That definitely won't happen. Now this is going to add some emphasis to your sentence here. You're going to usually use this like never, never. Like I rarely use the term never, a superlative like that, unless I really mean it. So make sure you're using this correctly, okay? So let's go over some examples since it's really quick. If I say, boku wa keshite nihongo wo naraenai. Boku, I, now I could use keshite before this, keshite, or I could use it after boku. Either way is fine. Keshite nihongo wo, or nihongo ga, usually nihongo in this case because it's a direct object. Narao becomes narae for potential form. Naraenai, I could never learn Japanese. You'll often hear some native Japanese speakers say this about English, and so they say, ya ego wa muri de keshite naraehen. Would be, muri is impossible, basically. There's no way. So you'll often hear these words together, keshite and muri. Let's go over another one. Let's say I say something along the lines of, keshite anata no koto wo wasaremasen. So in this case, something like kimi no na wa, or you say you'll never forget somebody, and they end up forgetting each other anyway. So keshite, never, anata no koto, your thing, you, wo, direct object, so we're talking about them as the thing, wasaremasen. Wasaremasen makes it negative, so you're saying, I will never forget you. Isn't that sweet? And please try to use this in the next 24 hours. I find this very, very useful to try to take grammar points that we go over on this podcast. If I don't know them initially, I knew this one, I use this one, but to make sure that you can use it fairly quickly so that it becomes part of your vernacular. However, I am out of time. Make sure to give us a 5-star rating, share and like us wherever you find us. It really, really does help. And we really appreciate everyone who goes out of their way to put these ratings up. It kind of builds us up slowly. With that, though, I will sign off. I'll catch you tomorrow.